fear of heaven. In the apartment of the Rebbe Rashab in Rostov, there was a constant worry that the Russian officer who lived downstairs would report him to the authorities. Nevertheless, as Reb Folia Khan recalled, when the Rebbe held a Purim Farbringen in his home, he did not restrict the singing and dancing of his chassidim, and no harm came of it. When Pesach arrived, the regular kelim, including the samovar, had to be kashered. This the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin did personally. Seeing how much water the Rebbe was pouring, the Rebbetzin remarked, "So much water doesn't have to be poured on the floor when we're afraid of the downstairs neighbor." The Rebbe Rashab replied, "You are afraid of the one below, and of the one above you are not." Even as a young child, the Rebbe Rashab was filled with Yiras Shamayim. One Shabbos, when he was about 6 years old, he cracked 3 nuts, only later to find out that the Alter Rebbe forbids this on Shabbos. He was so perturbed by this that it brought him to tears. After his passing, Rebbetzin Shternesara spoke of her husband's Yiras Shamayim. If his talis katan would get crumpled while he was asleep, he would wake up and straighten it out, to make sure that it wouldn't chas v'shalom be less than the shear even for a moment. Racing down a steep mountain, the horses broke into a gallop, and the wagon on which the Chidushei Harim was traveling tottered dangerously. It almost toppled into the abyss, yet the face of the tzaddik showed no trace of fear. Surprised, the chassidim asked him how he managed to maintain such self-control at such a time. The Rebbe answered, "To someone in constant fear of his creator, there is no difference between traveling on a level plain and racing down a steep mountain." The greatness of the Baal Shem Tov did not lie in his great miracles, but in his Yiras Shamayim. So writes the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. He tells that once, for example, the Baal Shem Tov was traveling when the time for Mincha arrived, and they had no water with them for Netilas Yadayim. The Baal Shem Tov cried out, "Ribbono Shel Olam, what am I worth, and what is my life worth if I don't have water to wash my hands before Mincha?" At the bris of his son Yosef Yitzchak, the Tzemach Tzedek shared some of the private maimorim that the Alter Rebbe had set for him privately. One of them was a word from the Baal Shem Tov, that an ultimate Yirei Shamayim is a person who is in full control of his body. The great Chassid Reb Hillel Paritcher was such a person. He would fall asleep when it was time to sleep and automatically wake up when it was time to wake up. He was particular not to ride in a wagon over a bridge and would step down from the wagon and walk across on foot. Once he was sleeping in the wagon, but as they approached the bridge, he woke up. Reb Hillel Paritcher was once delayed in the mikveh, so a shamish went to check after him. In the dressing room, he found Reb Hillel's clothing, but Reb Hillel was nowhere to be seen. He finally found him under the water in the mikveh. Reb Hillel never wanted to remove his yarmulke, even in the mikveh. He would dip his head and leave the yarmulke to float on the water, and would then raise his head directly under it. In that way, he did not uncover his head for even a moment. This time, when he was ready to come out of the water, he did not find his yarmulke where he left it. And since he did not want to have his head uncovered, he waited under the water. In the last year of his life, the Sfas HaEmes suffered from an illness which had no known cure. Except for his arms, his body was paralyzed, and the doctor said the same was true of some of his internal organs. Once during an examination, one of the doctors asked the tzaddik to raise his hands, and he complied. "Higher," instructed the doctor, "higher than your head." "That I cannot do," said the Sfas HaEmes. "The Zohar forbids one to raise his arms higher than his head." The Yid HaKadosh of Pshischa would travel with the Tzaddik Reb David of Lelov to learn from his ways. In one village, Reb David entered a home and spent a long time there while his Talmud waited outside. When Reb David finally came out, he explained, "I found a man at home doing his work while his son abused him for being lazy. The son said, 'You are so lazy that if I didn't fear Hashem, I would kill you.' When I heard such words, I stayed on. I simply couldn't leave the presence of a man with such Yiras Shamayim." The Shoichet in Hummel would relate what he heard directly from the Rebbe Marash. Chazal say that everything is in the hands of heaven except for Yiras Shamayim. This, of course, means that it is up to every individual to develop Yiras Shamayim on his own. However, it can be understood to mean everything for which one davens is in the hands of heaven, as to whether or not his request will be granted. But when one sincerely asks for Yiras Shamayim, that request will always be granted.